Jesus boldly.
And Voice News, the Global Link.
Government urged to avoid politicization of CDF. Health expert urges healthcare providers to educate women on risk of herbal self-induction. And U.S. airstrikes deepen debate in Nigeria as analysts warn against quick fix. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Governance expert Sam Zulu has urged government to desist from politicizing the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, warning that it threatens the sustainability of community projects across Zambia. This follows after Senior Chief Puta of Wile People of Chiengi District in Lopola Province warned against the politicization of key development programs such as the Free Education Policy and the Constituency Development Fund, CDF Empowerment, which he said is visibly improving livelihoods in rural areas. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Zulu said that while the fund was designed to empower local communities, its impact is being weakened by how it is presented during political campaigns. The main challenge arises during election periods when some politicians portray the CDF as a campaign incentive, which creates a mindset that the funds are free handouts discouraging repayments, said Mr. Zulu. Mr. Zulu also emphasized that traditional leaders, especially chiefs, are expected to remain non-partisan and play a stabilizing role in guiding communities. He further encouraged traditional leaders to encourage beneficiaries in their chiefdoms to follow CDF guidelines, particularly the repayment of empowerment loans meant to benefit others in the future.
First of all, the issue of politicization of constituency development funds is not a problem for the would-be beneficiary, but the problem starts politicians, especially during the campaign. That's when this issue of CDS is mostly talked about. Eventually, because that's during the campaign, it is understood to be promoting or giving out funds, which people now tend to think that they are entitled to.
Lusaka's Kalingalinga Ward 36 Councillor Mukubesa Nyoni has urged young people to take an active role in transforming their communities by engaging in productive activities that contribute to social and economic development. Speaking on Christian's Voice program Community Forum today, Mr. Nyoni emphasized that the energy and creativity of young people are critical assets that should be directed towards positive initiatives rather than wasted on non-productive activities. Young people are the backbone of our community. Their energy is invested in skills training, entrepreneurship, sports, education, and community service. The community can experience lasting development, said Mr. Nyoni. Mr. Nyoni has encouraged youths to take advantage of available opportunities under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, such as vocational training programs, small business initiatives, and community projects aimed at improving sanitation, infrastructure, and social cohesion. He noted that meaningful youth participation would not only reduce social challenges, but also create pathways to self-reliance and leadership. Mr. Nyoni has further called on parents, community leaders and stakeholders to support youth-focused programs that promote innovation and productivity, stressing that development is a shared responsibility and that young people must be given guidance and platforms to contribute positively.
Wasting the energy, and we need that energy as a nation to propel ourselves. CDF, I'm at the helm of it in the world, and that is taxpayers' money, and everyone should take interest in how to benefit from this. So we are urging our people to familiarize those that may not be familiar with these offices. Mm-hmm. Things have changed, my dear listeners. Things
Health expert Teddy Mlinga has expressed concern over the use of herbal methods to self-induce labor among pregnant women in rural areas, warning that these practices can endanger both the mother and the unborn child. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Mlinga called upon healthcare providers to proactively caution pregnant women in rural areas about the dangers of using herbs to induce labor, recommending that such discussions be included in prenatal care sessions. Even after birth, many women still practice such, which may cause further harm to the organs in the body, said Dr. Mlinga. Dr. Mlinga also stressed that pregnant women should avoid taking medicines from pharmacies without a prescription from a qualified health professional, especially when experiencing symptoms such as abdominal pain or diarrhea. He encouraged all women, particularly those in rural areas, to seek medical care from doctors specializing in maternity, noting that they are best equipped to manage any complications during pregnancy.
I'm out. Or the uterus breaks down, the rupture of the uterus. So sometimes, as I was saying, some people can have previous cesarean section. And the villagers, the village people still want to induce with herbs. Again, it's dangerous because the uterus again will break. So, and then, apart from just the effect on the uterus, the medicines they take, the herbs, they may directly cross the placenta and cause, for example, low sugar in the baby.
Non-governmental gender organizations coordinating council NGOCC has expressed optimism towards opportunities ahead in addressing challenges being faced by Zambians. The remarks come as the organization marks 40 years of advocacy for women's rights and gender equality in Zambia. NGOCC chairperson Beauty Katebe notes that although the country enjoys a stable democratic environment, it continues to face complex economic, social, and political challenges, including gender-based violence, GBV, energy crisis, and the high cost of living. Ms. Katebe has expressed concern that Zambia is still recording high incidences of GBV, particularly affecting women and girls and putting their health and safety at risk. We acknowledge recent efforts to address this crisis, such as amendments to the Anti-GBV Act and the classification of grave sexual offences as non-bailable. However, more needs to be done, said Ms. Katebe in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Katebe also highlighted that the ongoing energy crisis has led to reduced productivity, decline in household incomes, and increased instability, disproportionately affecting vulnerable groups, especially women and girls. She has therefore called on government to implement a clear and time-bound plan for meaningful solutions in addressing these challenges. In African news, Nigeria is facing mixed reactions following U.S. airstrikes targeting Islamic State-linked militants in the country's northwest, a move that has surprised many in the nation where foreign military intervention is rare. The strikes came weeks after Washington publicly accused Nigeria's government or failing to curb attacks against Christians. While some Nigerians have welcomed the action as a potential boost to the fight against insecurity, others have questioned the timing, motives, and likely impact of U.S. involvement. Human rights lawyer and conflict analyst Bulama Bokati says public sentiment reflects the severity of the crisis facing ordinary citizens. Coming up shortly, two killed in suspected Palestinian ramming and knife attack in Israel. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Two people have been killed in what police say was a rolling terror attack in northern Israel. Police say the attacker ran over a pedestrian in the eastern city of Beit Shean, then drove on before stabbing a woman near Ein Harod, about 8 miles to the west. The suspect was eventually shot and wounded by a civilian outside the city of Afula, according to police. Shimshon Mordecai, a 68-year-old man, was killed and a 16-year-old boy was hurt in Friday's ramming, officials said, while the stabbing victim was Aviv Mao, aged 18. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines.